Hello, closet dwellers and closet busters alike. It's me, Rick Clemens. Yes, you know the drill. It's Friday. It's time for me to just mouth off, say whatever on my mind. We are doing an uncloseted riff and rant. It is, what is it? It's Friday the, 24th, I think. I think that sounds about right. Yeah. And I just wanted to talk about new perspectives. And the reason I'm bringing this up is next week on the show, you're going to hear a beautiful story, and I don't want to give away too much, but it's with a guy who really worked really, really hard to gain new perspectives in his own unique, kind of unique. There's a lot of us who've done the journey that he's done it, but man, he did it in a really beautiful way with someone that he loved. And the reason that this started to work, and the reason that the pain didn't go to places that, well, it probably could have gone, even though there was still pain and there was a lot of stuff that they went through, was because they stepped into looking at things through a different perspective. You know, you hear that, let's look through a different lens kind of metaphor, let's paint a new picture. One of my favorites is you stand in a theater, you're at the back of the theater, and suddenly, you know, the story that you have is playing up on the theater, and you see it on the theater screen, and then you have that story stop, you take an eraser, an imaginary eraser, and you erase that story, and you create a new perspective. But however you're doing it, new perspectives always kind of help us make the shifts that we need to shift, which in turn get us out of the closet we're in, no matter what that closet is. Now, I'm not going to give away stuff, like I said, about this next guest that's coming up next week, but it is a closet story about coming out in a very unique situation. And what he did, and his partner did, was they begin to look at this closet journey through a whole new perspective of gratitude and hope. So think about something that is going on for you right now. Maybe it's that job that you're in that you don't want to be in, and that's your closet. Maybe it's some health condition you're in that you know you could change, but you just haven't got motivated. There isn't quite enough pain yet, but if you looked at it not being painful, and you looked at it with, okay, I'm grateful for this, and I have hope that I can move this, what might you be able to do? What personal mountains might you be able to move by looking at things with gratitude and hope? Secondly, I'm going to encourage you to also look at a lens of, are you looking through the lens of, you got to be certain? Do you really have to know what's going to happen? And if you always knew what was going to happen, then what are you going to look for? You're probably going to look for, some stuff to shake things up. Yeah, variety. So when you start to look through the lens of, maybe I don't have to be so certain, and maybe it'd be fun to have things kind of be spontaneous or in the moment, how different does the journey out of your closet begin to be? So, for instance, just imagine sitting there at your desk, you're in your miserable job, and the thing that is keeping you from leaving that job is the certainty of, at least I have a paycheck. And at least I have health insurance. Totally understand great reasons for staying in that job. But if you could add a little bit of variety to that thought, what if you thought, yes, I have a paycheck, but what I do next, I'm also going to have a paycheck. In fact, I'm going to have a bigger paycheck. In fact, I'm going to have a ginormous paycheck. How does that suddenly start to change your closet journey? So think about, are you stuck in the closet of certainty? And you could be stuck in a closet of too much variety. You're trying to do too many things. So find the balance between those two things. And the last thing I want you to think about is when you're looking at these challenges, those closets that are holding you back in life, are you looking at them from the space of what you're going to lose or the freedom you're going to gain? If you're trying to lose weight, what are you going to lose? Maybe you're going to have to give up some of your favorite foods, but what are you going to gain? If you're thinking about leaving a relationship that's not working, maybe you're going to lose the comfort of being with someone, but what are you going to gain? Finding someone new that you really, really, really enjoy being with. If it's about taking money out to go do something to your house, and you feel like, then I don't have as big of a nest egg, but what's the freedom you gain? Freedom from worry about, you know, that roof leaking more. So think about the counterintuitive stuff that goes on. Try to find the yin, the yang, the the loss or the freedom, the certainty or the surprise, or the gratitude and the hope. Because what it is when we come out of our closets is we got to find the shift. There's always going to be a polar opposite to everything we're trying to do. But find the one that gives you the best new perspective, because when you can create that new perspective and you can look at it through that different lens, you can put it up on that new movie screen and erase the old idea and put a new vision, a new movie up there, you will win. Okay, that's it. I'm going to wrap it up for this Friday. Again, Rick Clemons, the coming out guy, the big bold guy, who really wants you to live your life uncloseted, and the way you do it is it's simple. Be bold. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care, and don't ever stop stepping out, stepping up, and stepping into what? Living your life uncloseted. Take care. See you soon.